Okay, well, today is Mission Sunday. This is something that we do periodically, every quarter, so every 3 or 4 months. We support officially missionaries in Cambodia as an English, international English service. The Japanese service also supports officially missionaries in Cambodia and in the Philippines, also in Mongolia. So we just praise the Lord that he's giving us an opportunity to reach out to those countries. But today we're going to hear just for updates on two of our mission ministries overseas. One is Guatemala, and Makiko is going to give us an update on that, and then also on Cambodia. So, and then after that, we'll take our offering. Makiko, are you ready?
Thank you for praying for Guatemala project. Well, not much to update, but well, I think it's now is our couple from United States, some missionary, is in Guatemala, living with Fernando's father and helping building the dormitory for the children to live, and they just started to building that the homes for children, and so that's about the big progress that they have. Still, are they planning? Total of our cost is $300,000. The whole thing is $300,000. Anyway, so it's just because not just our children's home, is they were planning to build a medical clinic, also schools, and our, what they called our school for the work the school for the elementary school, junior high school, all that for the studying, but also for our skilled workers to get the, what are they called? Net, yeah. Vocational, yeah, school. So, and after they built the dormitory for the children, they have to find our hoster family that are to send the money for their expenses for monthly. They think maybe $30 a month per person to stay and eat and study. So they're going to look for people to donate for that, and hopefully we can find people here in the church also. And don't know how many people, maybe 80 children they are planning. Maybe they can hold 80 children in the homes. They haven't got to know what age, what the sex or anything yet. Are praying to God that what the God is bring, what kind of children that they will support. And also the Fernando's father has been there. He's quite old, and he's maybe doing too much sometimes. And he also interested in coming to Japan sometimes. After he just got the half of the payment for his land, so he's expecting other half is to come and until end of this year, hopefully. So, and that's one thing. And also, I update to today, I raised 145万 total. Now, いくらかな? 145万円 is. Yen. No. So hopefully, you can do more than this. That's about it. So, just hoping that everything goes smooth. And I, all this time that I'm communicating with the leader of this American group is First Coast, his name is Dan, is sometimes difficult for me to communicate with him through the emails. And because I'm as Japanese, it's very, you know, like to find out quickly and detail that what's going on, but I guess he's not that way, so it's difficult. And also, information from Guatemala is, of course, a completely different way. It's communicate, and I cannot speak Spanish or write or understand, so I get information through Fernando, so sometimes it's difficult. So, you know, so communication, and I need more patience to wait to trust God at this project, and hopefully soon to call the children to stay in the place and protect them from the danger in the, on the street. So hopefully, and I can save money and then go see them one day after everything finish, hopefully. And that's my goal, and pray for my work, and also because I'm so busy doing work, raising children, watching them, and also taking care of my husband. And taking care of myself also, and then doing this voluntary work for the raising the money for Guatemala. And I had some idea that I told you, mentioned it before, that have a character that I made a shape of the carp, and I wanted to make it as a product to sell, but don't know how to come up with, like, so if this didn't come true, then and sells and might able to raise money with the other way from the way that I'm doing now. So that's my hope right now. Yes, that's about it. Please, yeah, I pray, and thank you very, very much.
So you know about Daryl and Kyle Record, most of you. They are our missionaries to Cambodia. And they have been there since 2007. So not a long time, just about 2 years. And for them, it's been a difficult 2 years, very, very hard on them spiritually, emotionally, even physically, health-wise. And I'll explain that in a moment. But this year, earlier this year, actually last year, their son, Benjamin, was born. And this last February, they went back to Cambodia. He was born here in Hiroshima, and then they went back to Cambodia in February, and we sent them off. And he's been doing well. In their report that they wrote to us, they said that Benjamin plays an important role in their ministry because Cambodian people really love babies. And so many of the Cambodian friends of Daryl and Kyle, they like to visit their house very often. Not just the young girls, but also the old men. They also love to come and just play and see Benjamin. So Benjamin has just been a big help because people's hearts are softened by his, you know, presence. And it's just become more friendly for them. So that's a big help. And they said that they believe that God has a very special plan for Benjamin's life. Amen. However, this year, since they've returned to Cambodia in the last few months, every single month that they're in Cambodia, one person is sick, or maybe two people are sick, or even all three people are sick at one time. Every single month until this last month. Daryl had a very bad eye infection. It was big and swollen, and it turned out he had some kind of inside eye problem. Now it's fully healed. He's fully recovered. But also they have problems with the food. They get food poisoning very often. Not only Daryl, but also Kyle. And also even Benjamin, he gets sick as well. So there have been many health problems this year. And also work problems as well. As you know, one of Daryl's main jobs is working at a university called the Royal University of Law and Economics. It is kind of the Tokyo University of Cambodia, high-level university. Basically, all of the government leaders, the future government leaders, go to that university. And Daryl teaches in a program called the Advanced English Program. He's one of the main faculty members. However, this year, the government of Cambodia has decided to cut all of the funding for public universities. And long story short, basically the money for their Advanced English Program has been cut. And if they can't make a profit through the teachers or the students, then they can't have the program. So they have decided to close the program this year. And they had their final party. They had a closing party with the current students who are graduating from there. Over the years, many students have graduated from this program, and basically Daryl and his team use this program to share the gospel. They teach them principles from the Bible about leadership, not just English, but leadership. And many seeds have been planted, and he says that many students, after they finish this program, they're still interested in studying the Bible or studying leadership from the Bible. And so those seeds were planted, and they hope that they can continue relationships with those students as well. Also, he says that during this time at the university, Daryl has been able to make good relationships with the teachers, the administration, all the faculty of the university. And Daryl really feels God wants him to continue those relationships, wants to keep spending time with them, talking to them, visiting their families when he has a chance. Also, someday the university says that they would like Daryl to return and teach English there again sometime in the future. But Daryl feels that he needs more language skills, he needs more knowledge, he needs more insight into the culture. He just needs more training, he feels. And I'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end. But for now, that door has been closed. So that's one big problem that they've had this year. in Cambodia. Another episode that they had was with their house helper, Sampoa. They are living as four missionaries in Cambodia. Obviously, you know, they're white and they're not Cambodian. And this makes them very vulnerable to being cheated by the local people. For example, they can't go to the market every day because if they go, the Cambodians know that since they are foreigners, they'll charge them two times, even three times the normal price for the food, just the daily food. So what they have is a house helper, and her name is Sampoa, and in their place, she goes to the market for them, gets the food, and then she also comes and she prepares the food and also cleans the house and just is a kind of a helper. And they pay her a salary from that. And she, as it turns out, she herself is a Christian. She's a believer. And the money that she receives is really helpful for her because, as you can see, she has three children and also a husband there. Her husband is a construction worker, but he can't have work regularly. It's very difficult for him. So that job that she has as a house helper, it really helps them. So one story that they told was that one day, Sampoa, she called them and she said, I can't come to help you today. I'm sick. And so Daryl said, okay, no problem. I hope you feel better. And so Daryl went out to the market to get the food that day. And when he was out there, Daryl saw Sampoa riding on a scooter in the middle of the town. And he thought, okay, that's strange. She said she's sick. So he went back home. He called her brother. And her brother said, actually, Sampoa is pregnant. And the problem is, she's pregnant, but she's sick. She has a problem. And the doctor told her that in order for her to have the baby and be well is impossible. So she has to have an abortion in order to fix the problem of her health. And Daryl and Kyle were, you know, said, no, we can't have that. She's a Christian. We don't believe in abortion. We can't accept that. And we'll try whatever we can. So what they did was they took Sampoa to their doctor, their own doctor, Daryl and Kyle's doctor. He's not Cambodian, but from England. He's British. And it turned out that Sampoa just had a very simple disease from a sexually transmitted disease, an STD. And it's likely that she got it maybe from her husband, who is not a Christian, or maybe she got it from her a doctor using, you know, the equipment. It's just a Cambodian a kind of village doctor, so not very clean. Well, whatever it is, the British doctor said, here's some medicine. It's very simple, very easy to treat. You can have the baby, and it's okay. And they gave her the medicine, and now she's fully recovered. She's okay to have the baby, and she's fine. But again, there's a big problem with her family because she has three children. She's going to have a fourth child. They have a very low salary, and her family has a big debt. Her husband had many problems. And so they are in a very deep, deep financial debt. And it's possible that they need to sell their land in order to get money to pay their debt. Right now, half of their monthly salary is being used to pay their debt. And not just the debt, but the interest on the debt. And this is not just their family, but it's normal for many families in Cambodia. Why? Because many of the banks and also, you know, companies like Akomu or Eiffel or, you know, those pocket bank, like basically private lenders, they find people who are not educated, who cannot manage their money very well, who don't know about finances, and they target them. And when they need money, they give them money at a very high interest. And so many of the poor people in Cambodia are living like this, in deep debt, and they're just paying all that they can. Everything that they make is going towards this debt that they have to owe the bank or the private lenders. And the problem that has come now is because they're in debt, one of the things that they do in order to generate money is if they have children, they have to sell their children. If they can't steal and get money that way, they'll sell their children. And if the children are boys, then, you know, they have to go and work in a factory, very low wage, like child labor. Or if the children are a girl, then they're sold to human trafficking in the black market, prostitution, child prostitution. So this is a big problem, not only for Sampoa's family, but for many families in Cambodia because of their debt. So we need to just remember them in our prayers, specifically that problem. I mentioned Sampoa's brother. His name is Fanny, and her brother is also a Christian. And he has an organization. He founded an organization that tries to help families. Excuse me, no. The organization helps churches which are helping families who have to sell their children, who have problems with money, or also trying to help families with abuse, domestic violence, those kinds of things. And her brother is leading that organization. And that organization is called Kone Kmeng. And I don't know what it means, but I think it's something about helping people. And Daryl is part of helping that company. He helps them with their planning and helps them with their organization. And also, next week, or I think in a couple of weeks, on September 7th, they're going to have a conference, and they'll invite Cambodian pastors from the various churches in that area. And Daryl will be teaching biblical foundations of evangelizing children. So he's going to basically teach them about children's ministry to Cambodian pastors. So that's part of the work that Daryl is doing. Also, Daryl is helping to spiritually mentor Fanny. So Fanny, being a leader, he has lots of influence on the village, lots of influence in the family. So keep his Sampoa and her brother Fanny in your prayer as well. This is just something that Daryl wrote in his update. I don't know if you can read it, but the bottom part is underlined. After all the trials in the middle of July, we started to feel that God is changing our season through several events. We had some time to reflect on our life in Cambodia and ministries. Our first year was to reconnect and build on Daryl's 3 years of English teaching ministry from 2000 to 2003. The second year was to add Benjamin into our team and expand on the same ground. We have built some solid relationships with Cambodians that we sincerely care for and see more needs and potential ministry opportunities based on those relationships. However, we feel that we are hitting the wall for now due to our limited Cambodian language skills, constant spiritual warfare, and daily wear and tear of living in a developing country. They're having a very difficult time right now in Cambodia. Lots of struggle. Like I said, with their health, with their work, and also with the language. And so God closed the door of working in the university. And what he did was he opened a new door in a small village called Kampong. I don't even know how it's pronounced, so I'm just going to say Kampong Chinang. And this is a small village. It's north of the capital, Phnom Penh. It's about 1.5 hours by car from the capital city. There are about 500,000 people in the province. And I don't know if that means that village. That's a big village if it's just a village. Their plan is to stay in this village for the next 2 years. That's hopefully their plan. They want to finish their language training. In the city, in Phnom Penh, there's many people who can speak English. And so they can't have a chance to practice their Cambodian very well. So in the countryside, there's fewer English speakers. So hopefully they can speak Cambodian. But also, most of the people who live in Phnom Penh, the capital, they come from the countryside. And in order to have a good ministry for the people in Phnom Penh, they have to understand the mind and the cultural background of the people who are coming from the countryside. So it's good for them to go into the countryside and live there to really experience and understand the people who are coming from the countryside, the province as they call it. But they will not be alone there. There are three other couples who are missionaries. They're from the same organization, the Christian organization, Missionaries to Unreached Peoples. And they're in the same village. Those three couples, they have a Bible school, they have a Christian training center, and they also have a language school, an English school. So Daryl's plan, and also Kyle, will learn about the churches and the Christian workers in Cambodia, and also have a chance to meet more Cambodian pastors while they're there. Daryl will hopefully receive better training from those, you know, senpai. Those, I don't know how you say senpai in English, seniors who will help them learn, you know, just ministry, missions work there. So that's very good for Daryl. He needed that. That's what they were saying, is that hopefully they'll get more training language and more cultural training from them over the next couple of years. As you know, Daryl is also working on writing a book about understanding the difference between cults and real Christianity. When Daryl shared his missions, when he was here last year, he talked about how in Cambodia, not just real Christians, but also the cults are there. The Jehovah's Witnesses are there, and also the Mormons are there, and they're very strong. They have lots of money. And so many people, many Cambodians, they don't know the difference between good Bible teaching and false Bible teaching. And so they're having a big problem. So Daryl was asked to write a book to describe the difference between the cults and the real church. So he's finished writing the book. It's going to be translated into Cambodian, but right now, it's in the very last editing step of editing before translation. So maybe translation will happen at the end of the year, maybe next year. So it's almost there. Just pray that Daryl has wisdom on his editing. But he's making books, pamphlets, but also videos as well. So pray for that. Okay. Yeah. So after the next couple of years, hopefully they'll have a chance to return to Phnom Penh and hopefully the Royal University of Law and Economics and back into ministry there. Since they've gone to Cambodia in 2007, they've been there and then they got pregnant. They came back to Hiroshima and Benjamin was born in Hiroshima, and then after a few months, they went back to Cambodia. They have still not gone back to America. So Benjamin has never met his family from the States until now, still. So from next month, from September, I think the 3rd? September 23rd, that's right. They're going to head to California. September 23rd, they're going to go to California, spend a few days recovering, and then September 29th, go to Daryl's hometown in Missouri. And then they'll have time with their family until November 3rd. Excuse me, yeah, from November to December. So, also, as you know, they're missionaries, they get support from churches in California, churches in Missouri. They have still never met these people yet since going to Cambodia. So during this time, while they're in America, they're going to visit the various churches that support them financially to go on this mission. And so that's what they'll be doing from September 23rd all the way to the beginning of December. While they're there, please pray for transportation and you know, homestay, people who can receive them in their home. And when they return in December, then they'll be moving to the village of Kampong Chinang, as I mentioned before. So the plan is just to take a little bit of a home leave. I don't know if it's a holiday. Holiday from Cambodia, but not from the work. And that's the main update. This is what they wrote in kind of summary of their time up until this point. This is what they said. We have experienced quite a bit of trials, sickness, frustrations, and sorrows over the last few months. Nevertheless, we are still plowing, planting, and trying to be steadfast and faithful to the calling that God has given us. Since he called us to this land, we trust that in due time, he will bring shouts of joy for the harvest of the seeds that have been planted during this season. And he quotes from the Psalms, those who sow in tears will reap a harvest of joy. And that is our update from Cambodia. Please remember them in your giving and in your prayers. We're going to take an offering after we pray. I want to take this time, however, as you prepare to give, to just remind you about our teaching on tithes and offerings. We practice in our church tithes and offering. Your tithe is a regular amount of money that you give from your salary, from your monthly income. And as the Bible teaches, everything that we receive is from the Lord. And what we return to him every month regularly is what is called in the Bible as our tithe. And traditionally, it's 10%. It could be more than that. It could be less than that. But give according to your conscience and to how the Spirit leads you on your tithe. And that's every month, because that's that's automatically the Lord's. We're going to teach Kyohei, when we give him his monthly allowance, take off the top 10% and just give that to Sunday school. And that's our plan, because that's what the Bible teaches. It's all the Lord's anyway, so give him a portion of that automatically. On top of the tithe is what we'll call, what we call our offering, and that is beyond what you regularly give. And it is out of a thankful heart. It is out of the love that compels us to give generously. As God has blessed us, we want to be a blessing for many people, to many others. And so that is what we call our offering. And today, that's what we're going to do. On top of our tithe, I would like us to give an offering. So as you consider what to give, please consider the teaching of the scriptures about your tithes and your offerings. Okay.